On this day, 30th October, 1920. Arms trial acquittals. The outcome of the Dublin Arms trial, in which a jury found all four accused not guilty of conspiracy last night, brought calls for an immediate general election. As the four men celebrated their acquittal, news of the verdict was given to the Taoiseach, Mr. Jack Lynch in New York, where he has been attending the United Nations. Cleared in one of the most dramatic trials in Irish history were Mr. Charles Hockey, former Minister for Finance, Captain James Kelly, retired Army intelligence officer, Belgian-born company director Albert Loix, and Belfast engineer John Kelly. Asked if he considered the trial had been a political one, Mr. Hockey said, "I was never under any doubt." He said there were fundamental differences between himself and the Taoiseach. Provisional Sinn Féin. About 200 delegates from all parts of Ireland and from Britain attended the Ardesh of Sinn Féin in Dublin on Saturday. The new president is Ruairí Óbróidí, who was a candidate in the imperial election in Tyrone a few years ago. In his speech to delegates, he said he hoped that on the conclusion of this Ardesh, the various news media would at last acknowledge who is the true Sinn Féin. They welcomed the statement from the IRA that the 1970 General Army Convention had been held, that the provisional period was ended, and that a duly elected leadership had been installed, pledged to uphold the 32-county republic of 1916 and 1919, and to defend the rights of the Irish people. He said that their newspaper, An Phoblacht, was now selling 30,000 copies and that Republican News in Belfast was selling 15,000 copies per month. The new Ard Colia includes the 1916 veteran Joe Clark, the civil rights leader in Derry, Sean Keenan and Sean McStephoyne. Police called to council. Police were called to Dungannon Urban Council chamber last night to evict six non-unionist members who had refused to leave after the unionist chairman had closed the meeting. The special meeting had been requested by independent and Labour members to discuss a point system for house allocations. Councillor Michael McLaughlin, independent, said there was a looming crisis of public confidence in the Urban Council and demanded the appointment of an opposition councillor to the Housing Committee. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Less than a year after the IRA split over criticism of it for alleged inaction in August 1969, the Republican traditionalists formed Provisional Sinn Féin under the Longford IRA veteran Ruairí Óbróidí. At the same time, the Lynch government was rocked by the acquittal of Charles Hockey and his co-defendants in the Dublin Arms trial.